Radio Prague News.
The Lower House of Parliament has voted in favour of the government's pension reform, which will establish a private pension saving scheme. MPs have also supported several health reform bills, which will radically change the system of healthcare. And former Czech President Václav Havel remains in poor health. After hours of debate, the Lower House of Parliament on Wednesday voted in favour of the government's pension reform. If eventually approved by both houses of the Czech Parliament and signed into law by the President, the reform will allow people to pay part of their contributions to private pension funds. When reaching the age of 35, people will be able to transfer 2% of their state-run pension accounts to private funds, provided they add another 2% from their own pockets. However, it will still be possible to rely entirely on the state-controlled pay-as-you-go system. The respective bills will now be debated in the lower house's committees. The final vote is expected to take place in September. In the latest news, Czech MPs supported on Wednesday a package of health reform bills which will radically change the system of healthcare. The planned overhaul includes the introduction of standard and above-standard care for patients, higher fees for hospital stays, and changes to the network of healthcare providers, insurers, and emergency aid services. The changes are to be introduced gradually in a phased-out process. The bill will go to the respective committees of the lower house before a final vote on the reform package takes place in autumn. The government's healthcare and pension reform plans have come under severe criticism from the opposition Social Democrats. Party chairman Bohuslav Sobotka said the health reform was unacceptable, as it would establish a two-tier system which would result in the socially weaker groups of the population getting cheaper, less suitable and less effective treatment. The party therefore plans to file a complaint against the reform at the Constitutional Court. Speaking on the pension reform, Mr. Sobotka said it would only bring benefits to people who earn nearly double the average salary. Former Czech President Václav Havel, who is 74, remains in poor health, his wife told the news website aha.cz on Wednesday. Mr. Havel, who was hospitalized in March with a respiratory infection and recently underwent treatment in a medical spa, has not been able to leave the house. In his Prague home, Václav Havel is attended by doctors and nuns. Ms. Havlová said the former head of state has also been unable to sleep. An assistant to Mr. Havel said, however, his health had slightly improved over the past week, and he was now planning a trip to his beloved country house, Hradeček. The Czech-based, German-owned car manufacturer Škoda Auto posted on Wednesday record sales in the first half of this year. The carmaker sold nearly 455,000 vehicles between January and July, which amounts to an annual increase of over 20%. Around one-fourth of the vehicles were sold at the firm's largest market in China, but Škoda board member Jürgen Stackmann said the company showed strong performance in all areas and regions. In the Czech Republic, Škoda sold just over 26,000 cars in the first 6 months of 2011, some 10% less than in the same period last year, achieving a 30% share of the market. Czech painter Zdeněk Sýkora died on Tuesday at the age of 91, the Czech news agency Četeka reported. Mr. Sýkora, who pioneered the use of computers in art, was influenced by surrealism and cubism. In the 1960s, he started painting abstract compositions based on geometric shapes and their relations. In the middle of the decade, he also began using computers in his work. His paintings are featured in a number of international galleries, including Centre Pompidou in Paris, the Stiftung Ludwig in Vienna, and Neues Museum in Nuremberg, Germany. Last year, Prague City Gallery held a major retrospective of Zdeněk Sýkora's work, and in 2003 he was awarded the French Order des Arts et des Lettres. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The next few days will be hot and mostly overcast with rain showers and occasional storms. Daytime highs will range between 29 and 33 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter and it's the end of the news.